Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mike, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sandman, I'm so sorry that YouTube is playing shenanigans with part of your livelihood with regards to monetizing, demonetizing, and then remonetizing your channel again. As you ask your listeners their thoughts, I would like to share a few of mine here with you. I've actually already given thought to what I'd like to say to you on the 23rd of January 2024, on your 10-year anniversary of making content. Perhaps happy 3,653rd upload. 10 years plus a couple of leap year days. Of course, the show of the day itself. Your dedication and discipline are beyond commendable. They command well-deserved respect. In reading repeatedly in the comments in your vast archive of videos, the sincere and grateful listeners who speak of how and how much you've actually helped them, and that you've changed and even saved multiple lives. It isn't hyperbole to state what you do has kept people alive, has saved their lives. I know you know this too. That's why I scarcely believe you would ever consider switching to some quality but innoxious content that doesn't impact and benefit the manosphere, i.e. living, breathing men who need it, and even need you for some crucial phase in their lives and struggles. That is not the Sandman I've come to know and respect and admire. Frankly, in my own way, grown to love. And while others may not choose to articulate it, I know that I'm not alone in that. So I certainly want to encourage you, but I do realize you yourself know best and what is right for you. And after 10 years, it might be time for a change for your own sake. You've done much already. But if your heart is still in it, in the fight against the pernicious gynocentrism of the globalists, then so be it. But females are just their useful idiots in destroying any viable male opposition to their vile intents and just stoke women's voracious egos. Shakespeare said it well. Vanity, thy name is woman. Just remember that your work, efforts, and sacrifices and sufferings are never for naught, as God keeps good books. I hope you press on. But I also understand if the time has come for another direction. Have a pleasant evening there, Sandman. I'm sure in anticipation of your seasonal circumstance, you've well prepared your space for your annual ordeal. Kindly, Mike. Well, Mike, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Yes, my space heater and humidifier running full blast, keeping the plaxoriasis at bay. This year when the weather changed, it looks like I'm also developing psoriatic arthritis. So a new problem to deal with. This year and next year, and then no more winters for me. As for making my content, the plan 3 years ago was to make enough money from Bitcoin where I could coast off of it forever while continuing to make more content. I went to Budapest in October, and it was beautiful, and a travel channel which I have started a long time ago was always what I wanted to replace this content with. I was just as passionate about it, but it didn't save lives. But it appears that I finally cured my wanderlust, building my own Lego buildings, and I can't enjoy architecture like I did before, because now I nitpick the designs when I see them, and can't just appreciate them for their own sake anymore. So the travel stuff is kind of out of my blood for some reason. So Sandman content is now way more fulfilling than it, because it allows me to help people, but it also allows me to stay sane. The biggest question people have in my coaching calls with them is finding meaning and purpose in life. That's what I currently have with this channel, and I may just stop at some point to do some traveling again, then come back to it after a few weeks or month. Also, the virtual sex system, if I worked on that every day, that would bring me just as much purpose, saving guys as well. I'll discuss how this channel helps me find purpose in life, beyond just the puss, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Mentor. The Red Pill Mentor Tokyo is a content creator making research-based videos on a variety of topics, including herbivore men, women's plausible deniability losing power due to men's intellect, why women are delusional about their value as well as narcissism. He's also the author of a short book called Where Have All the Good Men Gone?, which researches the gender academics gap combined with women's hypergamous nature, resulting in their unrealistic expectations of men and an increase in divorce when she's the breadwinner. The Red Pill Tokyo sponsor links are down below. Anyways, now back to should Sandman really continue making content for men after 10 years Clown World Show? I was watching a Bitcoin YouTuber recently and he said that in 5 years he wouldn't be making content anymore, trying to convince men of the importance of owning Bitcoin, that there would be no point teaching men about something once everybody knew about it. I'm also seriously thinking of reaching out to him and doing a podcast with him. The Red Pill mentality is spread to young teenage guys and it's widespread now, and the information about female nature is commonplace. And almost everything has been said about it before. Which is why YouTube has become a lot more lax at censoring this channel, because they know I'm not saying anything shocking or groundbreaking anymore, like it was 9 or 10 years ago. I also thought about making an Orange Pill Bitcoin channel, but there are people out there that are way more articulate than I am in that space. Plus, Bitcoin is growing exponentially on its own, and it doesn't need my help. The only thing I know that would push the birth rates lower and free men is virtual sex systems. But it's not time for me to start working on that yet. When it is, I'll go balls deep in it, both literally and figuratively. You also mentioned that God keeps score, so to speak. I don't know if you want to call it karma or God, but helping others has led me to a great point. If I'd never faced the adversity of YouTube demonetizing me, or the hardships of having my channel throttled down for years, I never would have been forced to earn basic attention tokens, learn how to convert them to Bitcoin, and then pay Mr. Obvious in them for the advertising, because he was censored off of PayPal. I now see many of the other YouTubers that I follow that were around the same time as me back then, having their channels shrink and slowly die out, and they weren't lucky enough to face hardships 5 years ago that led me down the Orange Pill path. Maybe it was God testing me. I lost my faith in all money, and now I just see it as a store of value that's based on network effects. It's not a false faith. It's a monetary value network. I wish I could point you guys in that direction the way that Venge and MGTOW did back in 2015. But I didn't listen to him and thought he was overhyping it. It wasn't until I had to use it to make a purchase with Mr. Obvious and use it to transfer money into the real world that I finally understood the utility and viral nature of it. Funny enough, once I found the crypto off-ramps, I took them, and then a year later I was taking the on-ramps back on, because money was starting to inflate away. As for Sandman content, I haven't found any other pill yet that shatters my reality enough for me to take the deep dive into it. I'm particularly addicted to the feeling that I get when my mind gets blown. There are also numerous reasons why I keep making my content. Those include purpose, keeping my mind active so it doesn't eat itself, partially the attention and status I get, which boosts my self-esteem a bit, and the social connection that I get, because I have many coaching calls with repeat customers. And of course money, but that's not as big a driving factor anymore, especially considering that I've figured out how to invest and stay ahead of inflation, and have earned more money from investing in the last 3 or 4 years than the whole time I was working and making content for this channel. But I was lucky to put that money I made from this channel's earnings to work a long time ago. What I don't like about YouTube in the last 5 years is how many normie channels are popping up. The weird and quirky people either got old or they left. With most of the new channels, the production quality is shot way up, to almost television levels, and the AI channels drive me up the wall. A few times I did think about closing up shop, and the first thing that came to mind was purpose. What would I do that has or has had the same type of influence or just as much on the future as this has? It feels good influencing people like Pearl Davis and Think Before You Sleep before they reach other people. And my greatest accomplishment, I think, has been influencing the influencers. It makes me wonder how many dozens of men's content creators wouldn't actually be around if I hadn't done daily content. I like to think that many creators that say they don't like me still listen to my content to laugh at the memes or bring up some of my ideas on their channels. I even once heard Max Keiser, the guy that was buying Bitcoin for a dollar and is the advisor to Bukele, the president of El Salvador, tell everyone thank you for taking your daily dose of orange pills. In the exact same way I've been saying it for many years. My point is that you never know who's listening to you and if they take your words and ideas for their own. Another content idea I'm working on is a couple of Lego cities. And the plan is to make around 45 videos, or just under a year's worth, if I release one a week, when I eventually finish all the stuff that I'm working on. It's a fun hobby, but the novelty of it is also wearing off on me to some extent. I've run out of new types of pieces and it's getting harder and harder for me to stay excited about anything in life the longer that I live. Does anyone else feel that way? Or am I the only one that feels like things just aren't progressing fast enough anymore? One thing that doesn't disappoint is the progress that Elon Musk is making on the Starship rocket, while at the same time he's launching a Falcon rocket once a week routinely. He's embedded himself in the military-industrial complex, and he can't seem to fail because America's Space Force needs him. The only thing I'm afraid of is if he corners the internet with his space technology, and then here the people that come after him could censor people off the internet completely, especially if the space internet is a monopoly. But that's a topic for some other time. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mike for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, that way that people will be able to keep smashing the like button on my videos for at least another couple years. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps YouTube from forcing me off this platform before I'm ready to leave on my own away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.